South Jersey is quickly becoming the battleground in winning this year's race for New Jersey governor. Former Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli is counting on strong support from the region to clinch the Republican nomination. Former Senate President Steve Sweeney, a Democrat, enters the race with strong party backing. WHYY's Kenneth Burns explains how South Jersey is no longer just a pit stop on the campaign trail.
Jersey, a sanctuary here.
Oh, lovely.
That's the sound booth right there.
For 25 years, the Reverend Benjamin Ocasio has been senior pastor of Rock of Salvation Church in Vineland. He has been active in his community and says he has always encountered municipal and legislative candidates in the area during election season. But this year is different. With a Democratic candidate with South Jersey roots and two prominent Republicans ramping up their outreach to voters in the region, South Jersey is receiving more attention for the race to the top job in the state. Ocasio has already spotted former Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli, the 2021 GOP nominee, and Bill Spadia, a former radio talk show host. 4 years ago, Cittarelli nearly defeated Governor Phil Murphy by spending a lot of time in South Jersey. That narrow margin showed that South Jersey cannot be ignored. Here is what it sounded like when he visited the New Italy American Society in 2021.
It sounds like you guys are ready to win an election, because I am. You ready?
Yeah!
Well, I gotta tell you.
Cittarelli told the crowd that he would not forget South Jersey. Vineland Mayor Anthony Fannucci says Cittarelli kept true to his word. The registered Republican backed Cittarelli in 2021 and says he is gladly doing it again.
Jack has a special place in people's hearts down here, because he's paid more attention than anyone that I can remember in my history of being not just an elected official, but living in New Jersey, where I've lived my whole life.
On the Democratic side, former longtime Senate President and Gloucester County native Steve Sweeney is a major player in the region and has earned the endorsement of every county Democratic committee in South Jersey, with the exception of Cape May County, which has chosen to stay neutral. Creed Pogue, a longtime Democrat in Atlantic County, says it's unclear how much those endorsements will matter now that the county line ballot has been eliminated.
That's going to be the $64 question, because in previous years, one would say, hey, that means he's going to have the first position on the ballot.
Micah Rasmussen with the Rebovich Institute at Rider University says neither party is taking South Jersey for granted.
I think Jack Cittarelli on the Republican side has enjoyed strong support in South Jersey historically. He is relying on it. He is banking on them being in his corner. And at least in Sweeney's case, it's certainly the foundation of his strategy.
But at the same time, where we dismiss the kids.
Ocasio says candidates should come down to South Jersey no matter what. He says he extended the invitation to all contenders to visit his church.
The door's open to whatever party comes in. And guess what? I pray for both parties.
From Vineland, New Jersey, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.